Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Heather Hodges, Director of Institutional Advancement with the Historic New Orleans Collection. Heather, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning from the beautiful French Quarter.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Well, we just recently heard that you guys purchased the old Cape Hall at 416 Charter Street and that you guys own some buildings next door, and y'all are going to be embarking upon some wonderful things there to advance and enlarge opportunities to reveal the New Orleans story to our visitors. So tell us about it.
So some of your listeners may have seen the article which ran in the Times-Picayune this weekend that shared some information about the work that we've done to bring back to life the old Cape Hall's building, which is at 416-418 Charter Street next to our Williams Research Center. We acquired that building in 2023 and have spent the last 2 years making significant capital investments in it so that we can use it to become a new home for some of our staff as we do some rehabilitations to some other properties we own in the French Quarter. At this point, we have 14 historic buildings in the French Quarter.
If you would, Heather, for the benefit of the listening audience, could you kind of tell us about the mission and the vision of the Historic New Orleans Collection?
The Historic New Orleans Collection has been in existence since the 1960s. At this point, we have multiple roles that we play in the community. In the first instance, we are an archive and home to the largest collection of historic materials relating to the history of the city of New Orleans. Drawing on that collection, we also mount museum exhibitions, primarily from our Museum Exhibition Center, which is located at 520 Royal Street. We are also a publishing house, and we do a tremendous amount of educational work in the form of field trips and engaging with schools. So we have many missions. The primary one is to steward the history of the city of New Orleans and to use those collections to educate both community members and visitors about our city.
I was in my monologue congratulating everyone that participates in the city with the most recent Travel and Leisure's recognition, ranking the city as the second best travel spot in the U.S. for 2025. You guys spend a lot of time talking about the offerings that need to be made in this special place, the jewel that we call the French Quarter. And I made the observation, this is a place that nobody else has in this country. They don't have anything even close, right? From a historical perspective, from what exists, that existed then and what it exists now. If you would, for us, tell us about your thoughts about how important this relatively small piece of geography is to the future of the city of New Orleans.
It's incredibly important when you think about tourism and how important it is to the state and to the city of New Orleans, and you're talking about on the scale of 19 million people a year visiting New Orleans. We know the vast majority of them are also going to come to the French Quarter. It's an integral part of the visitor experience. It's an iconic destination. You say New Orleans to anybody in the world, and you spark their curiosity, and probably a few minutes later they tell you that they're planning a visit. It's such a unique cultural landscape. And you're right, it exists nowhere else in the world. And so it is very precious. And I think when you think about the future of tourism and cultural tourism in Louisiana and New Orleans in particular, the French Quarter is critical to any planning that needs to be done about how we want to sustain the levels of tourism that we're seeing and hopefully grow it.
What do you see, and I know one of the members of your organization, I think maybe the executive director, wrote an opinion piece back in March of 2025 about the investment in the French Quarter, you know, the successes that we've had recently with Super Bowl and things of that nature. What do you see as maybe some of the biggest challenges that we have moving forward?
The biggest challenges we have with respect to the French Quarter?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we need to have a sustained conversation about the investments that need to be maintained to and made to intentionally activate the cultural heritage of the French Quarter. And those investments revolve around everything from thinking about the significant enhancement of our museum facilities, whether or not we need restrictions on vehicular traffic for improved pedestrian safety. All of these decisions have to be made in the context of how do we maintain the authenticity of the French Quarter. But we're aware that there are certain sort of issues that need to be collectively addressed to facilitate visitors coming into the French Quarter.
Yeah. Do you see that are we straying? Do you see with leadership not losing focus, not being directed, not paying attention? You know, I made the observation in my monologue this morning, Heather, that, you know, the first impression is a lasting impression, and that's human nature. And, you know, one of the difficulties of tourism is you have a lot of bodies coming in at different times, 24/7, right, 7 days a week. And all of these folks are a lot of times first impression folks. And you got to be on your game all the time. And you can't afford to have the slip-ups because you want to start creating the momentum of that visit from the very first moment they step off the airplane at Louis Armstrong International Airport. And it's incredibly important. But there are a lot of times I feel like, you know, the tourism industry gets it, the restaurant industry, hotels, you guys, but those in government don't. And, you know, we're battling a number of different issues for too long, not getting things resolved, you know, street signs, sidewalks. All gone, you know, amok in many respects, and we keep missing these opportunities.
And that, I think, is one of the reasons why we've tried to be more proactive in helping to frame conversations about the types of major investments that need to be made, particularly with respect to the French Quarter. When you think about the intentional activation of cultural heritage to support tourism, you know, related issues relating to movement, access, and accessibility of people through the French Quarter, that is a problem that's going to require a lot of stakeholders to get engaged, and that includes our local government and elected officials. And so we've tried to be intentional in making the case for why investments need to be made to sustain cultural heritage tourism and what those kinds of investments could be.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting, and you don't have to opine on this if you don't want. I mean, here we are. We're wrapped up in a 6 or 8 month, you know, argument, debate, I don't know what you want to call it, over who the trash contractor is going to be. I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of like, and we're not even sure where it's going to be in the near future. And it's these things that I think if I was a business owner in the French Quarter, I would think that I would just be totally beside myself and completely frustrated. You know, it's hard enough to conduct business down there on a good day. But to have all of these other things, it just would make it so much easier if we got our act together. It just seems like a waste, quite frankly.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we're trying to frame these conversations and engage more stakeholders, because French Quarter business owners, tourists, a lot of people have a stake in the future of the French Quarter, and that sort of day-to-day quality of life issues, that's an important part of the collection of challenges that we need to address. And so I think what we would like to see is more people coming to the table to think about what the future of the French Quarter looks like and what are those specific decisions that need to be made in the next 5 to 10 years to ensure that the French Quarter remains the destination that we want it to be.
Yeah, you know, my desire is that when they leave the city, they remember your exhibit, right? They remember your story that y'all have told, and that they what they don't remember, or that they remember that is very clean. But, you know, and also that the sidewalks were in place, and we didn't have big holes, and we didn't have potholes, and we had drains that actually drained the water. Because the stories that I hear, it's a shame. They talk about how great all of that stuff is, but what sticks with them are these minor inconveniences. You know, they tripped in a hole on a sidewalk and turned their ankle, or, you know, they had to walk around an entire block because the drain there wasn't draining the water because of the previous rain. And these are the simple things that we talk about. You know, it would just be great if they said, you know, that a historic New Orleans collection is just unbelievable. You don't see that in other cities. You really don't.
and we agree. And so I mentioned earlier some of the investments in strategic planning that we think need to be undertaken to address some of those issues, and definitely the challenges of sidewalk obstructions, trash, sidewalk paving. Those are concerns, but we also have concerns about, you know, how forward-thinking are we being about educating people about how to access the French Quarter. Could we develop Armstrong Park as a French Quarter access our departure point? What about the riverfront? How do we deal with concerns we have from people about challenges around parking? And so those are all, I agree, those are all very specific sorts of challenges that we need to address because, you know, in the aggregate, they can impact negatively the visitor or the community member's experience. And so we are in disagreement. There are some specific challenges that need to be collectively addressed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all that your group does, the Historic New Orleans Collection. I knew y'all had been around a long time. I did not know it went all the way back to the 60s, so you learn something new every day. And keep up the great work and the preservation that you do and a lot of the other issues that y'all have embarked on as well. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And if we could, we'd like to remind people that our History Museum is free of admission and open 6 days a week, and we have some tremendous exhibitions on view right now, one on the history of our Vietnamese communities, another on the civil rights movement in New Orleans. And so this is an excellent time. We encourage folks in the community that want to know more about our work or visit our museum to come and see us this summer. And again, it's free admission.
And the website they would go to?
It is hnoc.org. And our museum is located at 520 Royal Street.
All righty, hnoc.org. Thank you so much. Heather Hodges, Director of Institutional Advancement, the Historic New Orleans Collection. Have a great week.
Thank you.
We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.